You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, Thad Jones gets us started.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, twin tenors. Were you able to figure out who the horn players were? It was Paul Quinichet and Charlie Rouse. Let's go to the top and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started with a pair by Thad Jones, first from July 1956 on a package called Thad Jones Quartet on the Blue Note label. We had April in Paris, Thad Jones trumpet, Billy Stewart on tenor, Barry Harris piano, Percy Heath bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And then from that same session, July 1956, Thad Jones and Thedia, an extended piece. All the information, same players, Billy Stewart on tenor, Barry Harris piano, Percy Heath bass, Max Roach the drums. Then a pair by Hank Jones, first from August of 1956, Heart and Soul, came off a package on the Savoy label called Have You Met Hank from August 1956. Then we listened to Hank Jones from February 1958, Easy to Love, this time with a little combo, package called The Talented Touch on the Capitol label, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums. And then a pair by Charlie Rouse and Paul Quinichet. Actually, it was issued on a Charlie Rouse reissue package, but if you go to the discography, it's under Paul Quinichet's name. From August 1957, first Battle of the Tenors, The Chase is On, that was the title track, on the Bethlehem label. Paul Quinichet, Charlie Rouse on tenors, Wynton Kelly piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Ed Thigpen on the drums. And then that exact same lineup for the ballad side called Last Time for Love, again from August of 1957. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. I'm going to start this next set with Miles Davis. Whale Bait by Clifford Brown, August 1953 on the Blue Note label. Clifford Brown trumpet, Gigi Grice alto, Charlie Rouse on tenor. We had John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Let's go to the top of the set. We listened to a pair by Miles Davis in the early days to start things off, first from April 1949 off the Birth of the Cool package on the Capitol label, Venus de Milo. Miles on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Sandy Siegelstein on flugelhorn, Bill Barber on tuba, Lee Konitz on alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. And here's another selection from that same package, Birth of the Cool, this time from January in 1949, Jeru, with Miles on trumpet, Kay Winding on trombone, Junior Collins on flugelhorn, Bill Barber tuba, Lee Konitz alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Al Haig piano, Joe Shulman on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. We followed the pair by Miles with one by John Coltrane, going back to December 1958, a package on the Prestige label called The Believer. We listened to Something I Dreamed Last Night. John Coltrane on tenor, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums, and that brought us around to Clifford Brown and Whale Bait. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. To take us on out this week, let's call on Junior Mance. This is a package on the Verve label originally, entitled Junior, from April 1959 with Junior Mance on piano. We have Ray Brown on bass, Lex Humphreys on the drums, and Miss Jackie's Delight, and we'll see you the next time around.